More and more medical institutions are using standardized patients to train future doctors on patient interactions. Walter Wench is an actor who plays a standardized patient, and he joins us now on the Bioethics Channel. The Bioethics Channel is a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. practicalbioethics.org. Walter, you've been doing this for quite a while now. How did you get started?
Well, I've been involved with standardized patient work since 2001, and I've been doing this primarily at KU, Kansas University, as well as Kansas University Bioscience.
Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences.
Right, as well as UMKC. And I work as an independent contractor doing this, and how I get involved in this, I have been involved in acting in repertory theater in the past and a writer. So quite by accident, I got into this and have seen it changed over the years considerably from when I first started, where it's these programs are all over the country right now and increasingly part of the curriculum. The response that right now we do programs for medical students, nursing students, as well as residents, and we do some programs for doctors in the area of interpersonal skill. And so it's very much part of the curriculum, and I think it's here to stay. Just recently in the New York Times, there was an article on the training of physicians and becoming effective in interpersonal skills. So I think it's a critical part of medicine.
So you kind of accidentally got into it. I get that nature. So someone from one of the medical institutions gave you a call, and what did they say to you on what they wanted you to do?
Someone I knew who has an acting studio told me one day that there was this fellow at Kansas University that was looking for actors to play standardized patients. And I said, well, gee, how much do they pay? So that's really how it started. When I went to KU, they only had the program, maybe it was about 2 or 3 years. It was fairly new. So there's a lot of learning by doing. And that's pretty much how it started.
So how do you approach with different situations? Today you're working with a bioethics certification program over at the University of Kansas Hospital. You might work in kind of a different situation. How do you approach the different scenarios that you're handed?
Well, basically, it's pretty much like a good actor does in the sense of you're reacting to what the student is asking you. You have generally basic scripts, and they're frequently modified as you do this, and you work frequently with a physician to change and modify the script to make it more effective. But you have a basic script, and you're just reacting to what the scenario is.
So what are they asking you to do? Act as a patient who is, say, a non-compliant patient or a patient who is struggling with a particular kind of decision? Are the scenarios kind of commonplace and kind of day-to-day then, I guess, is what I'm getting at?
No, they can be all over the lot depending on, well, you're dealing with first-year students or you're dealing with a resident. One of the cases we have is a patient who was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is there is no cure for it. And so in this case, this is for third-year students at KU, the student comes in to deliver bad news to the basically to prepare for the inevitable death of this particular patient. So he's got to get the living will and those kinds of issues settled with the husband and wife. And the husband is suffering from dementia at this point because of all the chemotherapy and so forth. So you're reacting to the student trying to see how much understanding the couple have in the terminal issue. In other cases, it's dealing with someone who's got a back pain. So the student has to learn how to do a basic history taking, do a focused physical, come up with some sort of management plan, and it varies depending on where the what level a student is at that point.
That is a nice segue into my next question here. Do you find that the individuals that you're working with react differently, say, if they're a first year or a third year? Does their attitude or their approach change to some degree?
Well, the clinician hopefully sees some real change. Yeah, there are changes. I mean, you know, a lot happens between a first-year medical student and a third-year medical student. The expectations are higher. The cases are more difficult, more demanding. It's expected that the students do a much better job. In fact, we have what we call the clinical skills assessment at the end of the third year. It's kind of like a practice when they take their actual boards. They spend the whole day in various situations where they see different patients with different problems, and they have to make an assessment, and they're graded on it.
There was a movie in the early 90s called The Doctor with William Hurt. Did you watch that movie?
Yes, I did.
Now, that particular movie presented a doctor having to flip and actually be a patient, and it was an education for him to see how he was treated. Now, that was back in the early 90s. Do you see that as things are evolving, that the medical establishment, using a very broad term, sees that there's a need for physicians and other medical professionals to be able to relate with their patients better?
Oh, I think that's included in the curriculum now. I mean, the students, they're taught to have the patient participate directly in the medical decision. I mean, basic things from the taking history where you're asking the patient, so what do you think is going on? Does this sound like a plan? Those are little things, but I'm old enough to remember when doctors never did anything like that. This is what you have to do, Mr. Smith, and that's all there is to it. And I think people today, our patients, are far more demanding.
Well, it's the system. It still seems like the system makes that difficult.
I agree.
You know, and so is it something where you as an actor in this kind of scenario present the doctor with a different or a difficult scenario or challenge whenever it comes to, we could do this, but your insurance company says that. We could do this, but that particular doctor isn't available for 2 months. You know, that kind of thing.
We're doing that, but from my point of view, we're not doing enough of it. I still don't get as much of, you know, they'll get through saying, well, we need to do an MRI, we need to do a CAT scan, we need to do all these things, and no one asks, well, by the way, do you have insurance?
Or do you really need it?
Do you really need it?
That particular test.
We need to do this so we're covering ourselves. So I think I'd like to see a lot more of those scenarios portrayed.
What about particular characters that you employ with this? Do you take on a different character depending on the different situation? Do you have a character maybe that you name Roy or Steve? Or Laurel, for that matter.
All of the above.
So maybe it's something where difficult in this kind of a setting, but asking you to maybe take on a particular character, and I ask you a couple of questions, and you answer them as a patient. Would you be able to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
And do it in various ways? Or?
Yeah, in various ways, sure. however you want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that I'm a first-year resident, and I'm coming in and I'm trying to work with a non-compliant patient who isn't doing what I consider that he's supposed to do. So, Mr. Smith, what can I do to work with you to help you understand that you need to take this medication?
Look, all I want is some pills for this stomach pain. I don't need a lot of preaching. You know what I'm saying? Just give me some pills. I just need, you know, I mean, this pain in my stomach, that's all I want. You know, I just need some, you know, some drugs.
Well, I need to help you understand that the bigger picture with this, that you're in a situation where it's going to become more serious for you and the drugs aren't going to be able to do what you hope they will be able to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, man, I'm homeless. I'm living, you know, my buddy's body shop. I just need something for the stomach pains. You know what I'm saying? I don't need any lessons or any preaching about, you know, my drinking, my eating. You know, I just need some medicine. We'll cut right through this. I get this crap from the VA all the time about my lifestyle, whatever the devil that means. Just give me the pills, okay, and I'll get out of here.
Well, you know, I really hesitate to be able to just give you those pills directly because it's something where we have to work within a particular protocol, and you, with you in particular.
I just need the Percodan. That's all I need. Just give me the Percodan, you know? That's all I need, and I'm fine. Make it real simple.
Okay. We'll get out of the character here. Well, what do you expect going down the road with this? You and people of your ilk will be more and more busy, will you not?
Well, I hope so. I think we're going to do all, you know, we have simulators, we have dummies, in other words. We can make them do all kinds of things. And I think we're going to see more of those scenarios where, you know, there's a live standardized patient and a simulator where the student is working with both to come up with some sort of diagnosis. I think we're going to see that in the future.
So with your experience with this, do you think that in the end we will have better, more ethical doctors and medical professionals?
I'd like to think so, yes. We'll find out.
But there was hesitation there.
Well, the medical system, from the point of view of a layperson like myself, you know, I think there's a lot of things we have to do. I think basic preventive medicine. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that every male over the age of 50 gets a prostate exam, and every female gets a, you know, a gynecological exam. And prenatal care is a given, regardless of the ability to pay. I frankly have difficulty understanding why we don't have a health care system that is available for all. I mean, that it is mind-boggling to me, and I have no answer. So I hesitate because I think we have to change the whole system. I don't care how good the doctors are if you can't afford to go see one.
Walter Winch is an actor who plays a standardized patient. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.